And now, ladies and gentlemen, Triple M's magnificent segment, the Saturday Rum Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Okay, Spaghetti Arms, please tell the punters out there the rules of this magnificent quiz, Jimmy.
You put that into the opener.
More production.
Why wouldn't you just say that live?
I'd probably stuff it up.
Well, I had Mickey Roberts ring me during the week, not happy about stealing the sale of a century.
No, no.
Oh, Mick.
Come on, Mick. So, people ring. This is how it works. Like, we've got Ben to join us first. We're going to get to him in just a moment. But when we say Ben's first from Airport West,
yep,
we don't want Ben to say hello.
No.
Because we don't care how he's going. And
We do, but you just don't need to know.
No, we don't. And so all we need to know with Ben is what he's doing on his Saturday, and then we rip in. That's how it works. If you say hello, you get hung up on by Leroy.
Exactly right.
All right, so Fat, take it away.
Well, the prize, a dozen tailor-made Tour Response golf balls, Jim. Swear by it, not at it.
You're not allowed to play, though, but you can get
So what do you get, a dozen balls?
And a truss putter, which is
$500.
Worth $500, Brian.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Just very nice prizes from our good friends at TaylorMade.
Oh, very nice.
Beautiful, yeah.
Okay, let's go. Here's the quiz, and we got Ben from Airport West. Ben.
G'day. Well,
putting some bets on at Caulfield, boys.
Nice, Benny.
Got a winner for us, Benny? Just one.
Follow Jai McNeil, so I'll see what he's going with.
Don't give any numbers away.
Whatever.
Here we go, Benny. Can you name the current captain of the Melbourne Football Club, Ben?
Oh. Maxi Gorn.
We're away.
Away.
That took 9 minutes less than last week.
Real,
exactly. First question.
Well done, Damien.
Real half volley, that one.
Yeah. It's changed up a bit, the quiz, I see. Number two.
Real half volley.
In the 2016 grand final, Brian dropped the F-bomb live on Triple M footy during which quarter?
Accident.
When Tom Boyd kicked the goal.
The last?
Yep.
Two half volleys.
Mate, Luke.
The recalling, well, not the recalling, the actual call of that game coming after this, Bill.
Yes. Thank you, Jim. This is the lifeline.
Get around him!
Right, you got the softening of, you got Fluffy, and you've got Tahiti over here.
Tahiti?
A little island like your hair. You're ready,
not bad
Benny?
From you, Bill.
Oh, is that Robbie?
It's not bad.
Which former Collingwood player won the Suns Best and Fairest last year?
I'll go on my own. Was it Witt?
Who?
Jared.
Nice.
Yep. Jared Witt.
Well done.
Yeah.
What's his nickname?
Well
played. Hey, Witty.
Witty.
Witty, yeah.
Yeah.
Could be Witter.
Yeah. Is there another one, Bill?
I had something else.
Did you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Something with
Witch. Yeah, right, okay.
Which you, a couple of blokes in here are. In what year? Ben, you're still with us. You're going well, Ben.
Yeah, thanks, Billy.
Well, they've been easy, Bill.
What do you do, Ben?
School teacher.
Well, what subject, Ben?
PE.
PE.
Oh, what nice.
Now you're trying to pad it out.
Yeah. Well, I'm just getting told to pad out. The questions are that easy this week. Ben, in what year did Collingwood play their last ever home and away game at Victoria Park, Ben?
99.
Have a look at Ben go.
Wow. Round 22, 1999,
Who did they play against, Bill?
They played Brisbane,
I
reckon.
Brisbane, it was.
Brisbane.
Brisbane, it was. Oh, no, I see, yeah.
Number five is another lifeline.
Get around him!
And you still got the three, Tahiti, Fluffy, and softening of.
Fluffy.
Softening of.
Which one of the following Bulldogs defenders played on Buddy Franklin for 85% of the game time in the 2016 grand final? Was it, and kept him to one goal, by the way. Was it A, Joel Hambling?
Easy one.
There's no B in it, Bill.
Hambling.
Yes, thank you, Bill.
B, Fletcher Jones Roberts. C, Dale Morris, or D, Caleb Daniel?
Okay.
I'll go with Tahiti, please, Bill.
Tahiti?
Tahiti? Why would you go Tahiti, Ben?
Well, he rolled his ankle in the first minute, didn't he? But look, I'm going to go with Morris, but I'm not confident on that.
Right, you're going C,
I know he was on him at one stage.
You can change if you want and go with someone else.
But Damo's gone with C, Dale Morris,
only if you're lasting until the next question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll stick with Damo, go C.
Oh, no! Sorry.
Should have gone with Duck.
Should have gone with me.
Should have gone with Duck. It's an easy one.
Justin, Sunbury.
Yeah, just drink a piss in the man cave until the missus and kids annoy me now. So.
Oh, and the dog.
The dog. Yeah. What sort of dog is it?
Oh, it's a bit of everything, mate. Pain in the ass, what it is.
All right. You're having a good day there.
Yeah, his name's Justin Bilt.
Well, I can't see it from here. Why am I on an angle when I've got a very important quiz to run? Justin? Which one of the following Bulldogs defenders played on Buddy Franklin for 85% of the game in the 2016 grand final?
It's a lifeline, Bill.
Was it A, Joel Hamling?
Stop walking around and passing the
Fletcher
virus
around. Roberts Jeez. Or Caleb Daniel? And you got...
I'll ask the Fluffy Duck.
Fluffy Duck.
Good choice, Justin. It was Hamling.
Are you going with that, Just?
I reckon it may have been.
Righto. Yes, Ducky, Fluffy, Fluffy. Number six, you're on your own here, Just. Giants forward Jeremy Finlayson had a very good year last year. He kicked 44 goals. How many disposals did he have in the 2019 grand final?
That's too hard. Hard one, Bill.
That's a nasty one, Bill.
No,
nasty one, Bill.
Eight?
No, you're wrong. Bad luck.
Higher or lower, Bill?
Chris in Bentley.
Yeah, just sitting at home listening to you boys.
Oh, good on you.
Millions are doing the same.
Jeez, they're happy, aren't they?
Enjoying it. Of course they are, Bill.
Anything else you've done in lockdown this week, Chrissy?
Pardon me?
None of your business.
They're careful with what they say.
They what? Jeez. Jeremy Finlayson had a good year last year, 44 goals for the year. How many disposals did he have in last year's grand final there?
Finlayson, no lifeline on this one?
No.
No, mate, just answer it.
13?
No, it's less than 13.
Is it single figures, Bill?
Yes, it is. Yep. Liam in Pakenham?
Just at work, boys, framing up a house.
Framing up.
Oh, so what the site's still open.
Yeah.
What are you doing to stud wall?
Sitting down too, so we're having a ball.
Wet sheep. You might have to get off the site.
What are you using? 90B45 or
90B45? Have a listen to Bristol.
Bit of 90B45 or?
A bit of both, actually, BC.
Double top plate?
What about Jim? We're on the rush hour during the week, we had a bloke that shot himself with a nail gun
through the thigh.
He shot himself. Liam, Jeremy Finlayson, how many possessions, disposals did he have in the 2019 grand final?
I want to say three.
Less than three.
Oh, boy.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Oh,
boy.
Matthew in the marsh.
Less than three.
Yeah. Just at home getting my butt kicked on my daughters in every board game they can find.
Well, what's your favourite board game?
I'm normally Yahtzee's. I usually strike some luck there, but I'm losing that too.
Yahtzee. We probably need you to advance.
That's not a very Australian Yahtzee.
Yeah, not a great.
You've done the padding.
What's the one where you drop them in, from top?
Pick up sticks? Or...
No, that's
Connect Four. Bill.
Connect Four, good game.
Get on with it.
Jeremy Finlayson, how many disposals did he have in last year's grand final there?
I like Jenga.
I was at the GF again, and I reckon I didn't see him touch it.
So you're saying zero?
No.
It's between zero and three.
Righto.
Boy.
What's next?
Monopoly's a good game.
Sam?
Yeah, it is.
Sam Altona.
Just working away, boys. Hoping to finish up pretty soon.
What are you doing, mate?
Crane operator.
Very important job, that.
That's the main job on the building site, Bill.
here we go.
What winds, how strong do the winds need to be for you not to work?
About 10 metres a second.
That's right, and that equates to about 70k, 60k?
About 36 on the mobile.
36
the
or 7,
a bit
right. Yeah.
Bill, no more padding.
How many disposals did Jeremy Finlayson have in the last year's grand final there, Sam?
I'll say two.
No, it's between zero and two. Greg in Berwick. Hey, Greg.
I'm just in isolation, Billy, in the man cave.
Oh, having a froth?
I'm trying to.
Oh, well, you either try or you do or you don't. How many possessions, Jeremy Finlayson?
One.
Yeah.
There we are.
Which pair of twins, question seven, took our man, Damien Tahiti Barrett, to the cleaners in New York City? Pair of twins got hold of him.
Brad and Chris Scott.
Nice. No. Did you say Brad or Grant or Brad?
Brad. Bill.
He said Brad.
He said Brad, Bill.
All right, eh?
He said Brad, Bill.
Okay, sorry. Number 8's a lifeline.
Get around him!
All right, Greg, you've got...
Dark, stop it.
You got the softening of here. There are 7 players at the Bulldogs to have played 300 games or more. Name 6.
Mm.
300 or more games at the Dogs.
Stop giving him the answer, Tunners.
So it's a lifeline. So,
yep.
Do I go with Duck?
Yeah, he's done.
Unfortunately,
you got Brian.
Yeah, you've only been left with Brian, the weak link. But
the softening of.
Come on, Brian. Ball on his videos during the week. So,
Now, Snorkel, don't have you assist
got,
him.
Have you got any idea? Have you got any names for me?
Nah, buddy.
Well, we're going to start with Murphy, and we'll go with the 7-time best and fairest Westie as well.
Scott West.
We'll go with EJ.
Of course.
We'll go with Dougie.
Dougie Hawkins.
Great. Dancing.
Didn't get
dancing.
In the top 20 players from the Western Bulldogs.
He wouldn't be happy with that.
He'd retired effectively.
No, he played 7 years.
Within that time.
Who
else, Brad?
We'll go with Brad Johnson.
Yeah, 7 BNF
Brad Johnson.
Yeah. I said that, Duck.
Scott West.
So how many we got
that's
there?
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One more.
Oh, geez.
Do you want some assistance, BT?
Give me a clue.
The Neely Brownlow medalist.
Chris Grant, probably be in that group, I would say. But I'm not confident. But there you go.
Greg?
There's 6 quick ones off the top of my head.
Righto, Greg.
I'll go with the great man, BT.
Yeah. Hey. Well, the other one was Rowan Smith.
Oh, yep. Yes.
Yeah, he was a great player, Rowan. He was a good and been a long time coach there too.
He has been a long time.
Right, Bill, is keep it going.
Number 9, Jim.
Yep, right.
Gregory, which one of the following Triple M team members averaged the most number of free kicks against per game? Was it Anthony Williams? Brownless, number 8. B, Wayne Carey. C, Brian Taylor. Or D, Luke Darcy. Who gave away the most free kicks?
Oh, I've got to be VT. Oh.
Yes.
That's it, Bristol.
Oh. Brian, do you know you gave away 2.2 free kicks a game?
Yeah, but I kicked 8 a game.
So you only got 6.
That was positive 6.
Righto, here we go. For the magnificent Trust Putter and the tailor-made Tour Response Golf Balls, yes. Swear by them, not Adam, Jim.
No, absolutely beautiful.
In the 2016 Grand Final, Liam Picken finished with 25 disposals and how many goals? And what number does he wear, or did he wear?
Oh, that's tough.
Is that part of the question?
Shut up, Luke.
That's a big question. You kicked 2 goals and his number.
Well, he kicked.
Oh, no.
Sucked in.
Oh. Well, hang on. We didn't attempt to answer
it. Yes, he did.
2 goals. He got it wrong.
Oh.
Yep.
Matt and Q.
Does he?
Just watching the races, boys, having a partner beer.
No. Give us one winner. We got to go?
Something original.
Race 5, number 7. Put your house on it.
Race 5, number 7.
Bill, get on with
Luther's
it.
Luther's reward. Yeah, of course. How many majors did Liam Picken kick in the 2016 Grand Final?
He dobbed 3 that day.
He did. Do you know what number he was?
Yeah, 42.
Ah, well done to you. You have won the prize.
Nicely done.
I thought so. That's 3 for 3 from me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Triple M's magnificent segment, the Saturday Rub Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
All right. For Hard Yakka, of course, a history of hard, we're doing the Saturday Rub. It's quiz time. And, Bill, there's an etiquette when you ring.
There is. Right?
So if you've rung in and someone says, Bill says, g'day, Shane out there in Brighton.
Yeah.
What does Shane say back to you?
Shane says, washing the car.
That's all we need to know. Not a hello or anything like that. Just tell us what you're doing and then rip into the question.
Got to be honest, though.
All right. Here we go.
Well, they're all honest.
Fat, what's the prize here,
please? Well, the tailor-made, Jim.
Oh, the Trust Putter.
The Trust Putter, which is worth $450 on its own.
Magnificent.
Yep. And then you get the Tour Response Golf Balls,
Yep.
They are magnificent, too. Yeah, so there's a great prize.
And we thank Aaron from TaylorMade, who's one of our great friends and supporters and provides the greatest prizes in radio. All right, Fat, get us underway.
Lifelines are 3, 5, and 8, and you've got the boys here. Righto, number 1 goes...
Fat.
Justin, is it? Go, Justin.
Yeah, just drinking truckloads of bourbon, having a punt.
Oh, fair enough. Righto.
That's it.
Who finished 2nd in last year's Coleman medal?
Ooh.
2nd in the Coleman last year.
Prestigious.
Disgraceful.
Revolt?
No, he didn't. Sean, Ferntree Gully. Oh. G'day, Sean.
Seen.
You were the troublemaker a couple of weeks ago. Sean, how are you?
Just tied a teddy to the fishing rod and making the dog attack it.
Oh, well, that's a bit of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Something new.
Different, Bill.
Teddy to the fishing rod. Righto. Should be in the window, that teddy. Who finished second in last year's Coleman medal?
Oh, do I get a lifeline?
No, mate, it's the first question.
Yeah, it's not that hard. Sean, come on.
Jesus.
Think with your brain, mate.
Jeremy Cameron won it with 67 goals. That's Coleman medal.
How long's he been given?
It's a long time here.
Yeah, nicking off.
Hey, Archie boy. G'day, Archie. Yeah, good, mate. How you going?
Arch.
Oh, this is going well.
Archie.
Bill, come on.
Low on the lawn, just about to have a frothy.
Good on you. That's a way. Green one or a red one?
Red one.
Good boy. Who finished second in last year's Coleman medal, Archie boy?
Benny Brown.
Guess how many goals he kicked, Jim?
I don't know, but he was ripped off.
64 he was.
Why was he ripped off?
Well, because both years that he should have won it, the player that did got to play the Gold Coast Suns in round 22 and kicked 14 goals
Jeremy
to get past
Cameron's.
Him.
Don't roll that.
What about the Coleman ripped medal? Off. How many did you kick when you won it?
Oh, 100.
Mate, it's 67.
Well, hang on. He played against the Suns at some point during the year.
Doesn't
well.
Matter. Ripped
Archie.
Off. That's all that matters.
Number two, Archie. How many games did Geelong lose during the 2008 home and away season? Of course, after us at 2 o'clock, it's the Hawthorn Geelong grand final.
So this was the year of the greatest game, was it?
Was it three?
No, it wasn't three. Sorry, Archie boy. Jason's there. Jace?
Bill, they're taking a long time to speak to you.
That's my fault,
yes,
is it?
Yes.
Jason.
Tell them to be ready, Bill.
Yeah, just eating some pizzas.
Oh, what's your favourite pizza?
Oh, I've got a meat lover here at the moment.
Pizza.
What's your favourite pizza?
How many games, Chase, did Geelong lose during the 2008 home and away season?
What question is number two?
Two. Oh, God. Come on, Jase.
Five?
They had a very good year, Geelong, that year, and they played Hawthorn. Cameron there. Cam?
At home, vacuuming.
Oh, good on you.
What sort of vacuum you got?
Dyson.
Yeah, there's good ones and bad ones. Dysons are okay.
Yeah, right. How many games did Geelong lose in 2008?
Four.
No, it's less than three and it's less than four. Danielson.
Just watching the races, Bill.
Oh, you got a tip? Sydney Cup today. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I'm going for very elegant there, so there we go.
Well, very elegant, actually, in the Queen Elizabeth, That's all right. A young rascal in the Sydney Cup. How many games did Geelong lose in the 2008 home and away season there, Danielson?
One.
Bang. Here we go. Lifeline.
Get around him.
Righto. Question three. We got Fluffy Duck. We got Fiji, Damo, and old Liss Brine. He loved the Liss.
Liss Brine.
Who was the leading disposal winner for Hawthorn in the 2008 grand final with 28 touches? Who was the leading disposal winner? And you got Brian, you got Damo, and you got Duck if you want to.
Go to the other two.
Hang on.
I don't know.
I know this.
Hang on. I've got to give you the ABCs, actually.
Oh, yeah, I know this.
A, Xavier Ellis. B, Brad Sewell. C, Luke Hodge. Or D, Sam Mitchell.
I know this.
I know it too.
Can I go Fluffy Duck, please?
Fluffy Duck.
Oh,
Fluffy. Well, I actually don't know. I know that Sam Mitchell had a couple of. I'm gonna say Sully. He was very good in.
Ooh, Brad Sewell.
I think you're right.
Righto, Dan. You can go with him, or you can go out on your own.
Lock in Sully.
I wouldn't.
Oh, Duck.
Oh.
Jack.
That's the first one I've ever got wrong.
Whereabouts in Geelong are you, Duck? Jack?
In Leopold, Bill.
Leopold, nice out there.
It's not that good nice out there, Bill. It's not that nice, Bill.
Come on, Bill. Not much is nice out there.
I tell a lie.
There's a lot of dirt out there, Bill. There's no
Leopold.
There's salt ponds nearby.
Throw the keys. Who was the leading disposal winner for Hawthorn in the 2008 grand final with 28 touches?
Say it again. I know.
Jack, you can go with...
The lifeline, Bill.
Yeah, well, I'm about to tell you. You can go with Damo or you can go with Brian, champ.
I'll go with Brian, please.
Brian.
Right. Thank you, Brian.
Now, yeah, I think you're right, Duck. I think I think Mitchell was thereabouts.
Mitchell, Hodge, or Xavier Ellis?
Yeah, he was there. Ellis got a few.
Listen to Brian's working it.
Sewell was in the hunt.
Sewell wasn't. Sewell he's out.
So, yeah, I know, but those four were the top possession getters, right. Bill. So I'm just ticking them off.
Wow.
I would put down Luke Hodge as being the
Luke Hodge?
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Jack? Yeah.
I'll go with that, Billy.
Righto.
Brian! Listen to him. Look at the joy he takes out of it, too.
Oh, Ren. Ren. Oh, yeah, just at work. What do you do, Ren?
Yeah. Oh, central services. I work in the railway.
Railway.
What's your real name?
Ren.
Ren, Bill. That's what's written on the screen.
Yeah,
there.
I know. It's an unusual. I've never seen
right.
Ren A or something. Right. Yeah.
What line do you work on?
Renan. Renan is my real name.
Jim or Renan?
Bill, we've been going 8 minutes and we're not past question three.
Who calls himself Renan?
What nationality is Renan?
It's Australian.
Australian, Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh,
okay,
oh,
Renan.
Bill. Oh, Bill.
Come on, Bill.
I've never heard of Renan.
I've never heard
question
of
question three.
We got bloody Renan. He's trying to tell us his name's
Renan. When it's Dougie or something.
Come on, Bill.
Who was a leading disposal winner for Hawthorn in the 2008 grand final with bloody 28?
Xavier Allen.
Yes, Renan. Question four.
Oh, come on, Bill.
Are you ready, Renan? Gold Coast's first ever home and away game back in round two, 2011, resulted in a 119-point defeat. Who beat them?
Ooh. What year was that?
2011, round two.
2011. I think it was Carlton.
No, oh, bang!
Nice.
Renan! Oh, good
there you
boy!
Go, Ren.
Number five.
Must be on the NBN there. Come through pretty quick.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Number five, you've got Damo here, Renan, if you want to use him. During rounds 14 to 17 in the 2005 home and away season, St Kilda's Justin Kaczynski, who we just spoke to, averaged. This is what he averaged over those 4 weeks.
We'll see.
19 disposals. 10 marks and kicked 17 goals. It's a good 4 weeks, Duck.
Well, you've got to put them together, Bill.
Out of a possible 12 Brownlow votes, how many did he poll? You got Damo if you want to. Renan?
Yeah, I think I'm going to use a lifeline this one.
All right.
Yeah, Renan, I actually recall writing an article about this patch of form at the time, and I'm pretty confident in saying he polled 11 votes out of that possible 12 in that 4 week stretch.
11 out of 12, Damien.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, they've all been wrong so far.
It wasn't 12. I think it was 11.
Renan, what do you think?
Yep, I'll go with that.
Purple.
That's not bad. Averaged 19 disposals.
He
was flying.
10 marks, 17 goals.
Oh, good.
Yep. But he didn't average 17. He kicked them.
Yeah, right.
Number six, Renan.
Did that over 10 years, Bill.
Still chasing that first question, though.
What about that prelim final the other night when you got beaten?
Yeah. Keep going, Bill.
During the third quarter, Renan, in the 2008 grand final, which is on at 2 o'clock, which Hawthorn player in a 4.5 minute burst kicked 2 goals and had a goal assist?
Stewie Do.
Yes. Oh, Renan.
Listen, Ren go.
Fine.
Ren. Number seven, Duck's best mate Lance Armstrong crossed the Tour de France line first on how many occasions?
Ooh. Seven.
Oh, Ren.
Have a look at Ren go.
Righto. Lifeline. Get around him! You got all the boys again, Ren, if you want to use them.
Still Renan, is it?
Yeah, still Renan. Yeah.
Yep.
Which two former Sydney and St Kilda players both played in 5 grand finals between 2005 and 2010 for only 1 premiership?
What's the question again, Bill? I wasn't listening.
I'm going to use Wayne Carey.
Oh, the Duck.
Oh, the Duck.
The Duck.
Two former St Kilda and Sydney players played in 5 grand finals and they won 1 premiership.
Yeah, Schneider, I think, might be one. And I reckon...
Doug?
Dempster. Dempster.
Yeah.
The other.
Sean Dempster.
Schneider and Dempster.
Schneider and Dempster. Ren.
Yeah, I'll go with that as well.
Oh, look at Duck go.
Five grand finals.
You might have got some assistance there, Duck.
And they got one. No. Righto, number nine, two to go. You've deserved the trust putter here from TaylorMade, my friend.
Tuller.
Can you name the club captains for each of the two teams in the 2008 grand final? Which was, I'll give you a hint, Hawthorn and Geelong. It's up at 2 o'clock if we get through this. The captains of the two teams, please.
Was it Hodgie?
No. Wren.
Wren.
Gallant.
Too early.
Mark, out.
Mark in Melton.
Yeah, just me and my son getting a haircut today. We've been waiting for an hour, actually.
Righto.
Oh, that's all right. Good work. The two captains of the 2008 grand final were?
Harley and Hodge.
Ooh, bad luck. Adams in Doreen. Go, Ads.
Just setting up the fire pit in the backyard.
Nice.
Beautiful. Honestly, that.
It's just a mental child, Bill, aren't you?
Adams in Doreen.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Yeah.
Fire pit in the middle
just
of Doreen.
Just a child.
Righto, Ads, who are the two captains of 2008?
Oh, seriously.
I think it was Sam Mitchell.
Ding-a-ding.
And Wingy.
Oh!
No!
It's a good question, Jay and Rye.
Gee.
Hey, Jay.
Not much, mate.
Just quite enough. Fair enough. We'll come in at the end here. Answer two questions. You get the trust putter from TaylorMade.
Thank you, Bill.
The two captains of 2008 grand final were?
Harley and Mitchell.
Bang! Sam Mitchell and Tom Harley. Very good captain at the Cats, right, Tom Harley. Good leader.
Premiership captain.
Pretty good leader.
Boring. Pretty boring, isn't
he? Very good leader.
Listen to Brian. Brian. Just wading in.
Righto, Joy. Here we go for the big one. How many consecutive games in a row, Joy, did Geelong win over Hawthorn between 2009 and 2013 under the Kennett curse? How many games?
12.
Bad luck, Jay. Ash is in Pakenham. Ashley?
Just Ash. Sinking some frothies and listening to you, gentlemen.
Oh, how good's your day?
This is why they don't tell you the truth.
Magnificent.
That's the way. How many consecutive games did Geelong win over Hawthorn during?
Jeff's curse, so I reckon it was around about 8 games.
No.
No.
Oh, Morgan's there. Hello, Morgan.
Captain.
Playing some NBA.
What is he doing?
Playing some NBA, Bill. Listen to the people.
So when I say a name now, we've got to come up with a nickname for him, all right? I like that game. Yeah, yeah. Righto, Captain. How many consecutive games did Geelong win over Hawthorn under the Kennett curse?
Was it 13?
No, it wasn't.
I'll tell you the game I like, Bill. Finish the quiz. Let's do that game.
Righto, Alex?
Ferguson?
Fergie? Come on, Fergie.
How many now, boys?
Clean the house. Good on you, Fergie. How many games consecutive?
11.
Yes.
Yes!
TaylorMade, the Tour Response Golf Balls, the Trust Putter.
Brilliant.
Swear by it, not at a gym. Another great quiz.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Triple M's magnificent segment, the Saturday Rub Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
How have we got here again? Like every time we do this show, I think I get in the chariot and drive off thinking, well, that's the last quiz we'll ever have.
Yes. That's what I say.
The one today was so badly run.
It's bad.
And yet we're back here with it again.
It's always been bad.
Because the prizes are very good, Jim.
Our prizes are magnificent. Yep. TaylorMade across the Trust Putter.
We got any of those left, Luke? Just give us a thumbs up. One.
Thanks to Aaron, of course, and the great people at TaylorMade who look after us brilliantly. Now, Bill.
We might get some more.
What people do is they ring. And it might be Bill from
Geelong.
Geelong. Geraldry. And you go, g'day, Bill. And the one thing Bill can't say is hi.
Hi.
Yeah, but, because then you get buzzed out.
But also, now, you haven't been serious enough about this in the controlling of a JB. Don't give us a nonsense thing that you're not actually doing. You know, I'm sitting there having a frothy. I mean, how ridiculous.
Well, they probably are.
People are in lockdown at the minute.
They are, BT.
But just give us the truth. So we get a variety of things that they're doing, Bill. Not everyone's mowing the lawn, mate.
What else can they do right now, BC?
Build a fire, a pit fire.
Chop some wood.
Chop some wood.
All right, bro. Take over.
Okay.
And no padding because we don't want to have to put a break in the middle.
Or like Duck, you can say, it's 7 a.m. and I'm heading home now.
About to have a... Justin Sunbury.
Yeah, I am in the man cave having a quiet bourbon and just having a couple of bets.
You got one today for us at Randwick and Wolf.
Yeah, King's Legacy, Fat, race 5, number 1.
Oh, thank you.
There you go, Fat.
I think old Kirk will beat it. But anyway, Justin, here we go. You ready to go?
I am.
Which former Western Bulldogs captain was recently added to the club's board of directors?
Oh,
geez. That'd be the old Duke.
Jeez, I tell you what, they will be bored.
Oh,
not bad, Duck.
Yeah, very good, Bill.
Well done, Justin. You're away. Number two, who won the Norm Smith medal in the 2010 Drawn Grand Final?
Drawn. Lenny Hayes.
Oh, well done.
What a game of footy he played that day.
Do you know who won that in the replay?
Scott Prenderbury.
Yeah, it's not a question, but well done.
Oh, Scott, yeah. Might have to get rid of him.
I know, he's actually, yeah, it's going all right. This is a lifeline.
Get around him!
What's that mean, Bill?
He can ask Lumberjack Brian over there. He can ask all about me, Duck, or one mate, Damo. Okay?
and Duck Sheets.
Here we go. How many grand finals did Alan Didak play in?
Oh, you're going to speak to him soon.
Dids, we talk to Dids shortly. How many grand finals?
I'll ask the Fluffy Duck.
The Fluffy Duck.
I'm a Collingwood man. I know this.
He hasn't asked you, well, Duck, man.
I think he was too young for the 3. Oh, 1, 2.
All right. Well, go on. You go with that, then, Duck.
The 3.
Okay. No, Damien.
I'm just going to.
No, he's.
I'm
you know what?
Duck's pretending here.
No, I'm not. I'm not actually. I actually have no idea. I'm just going to say 2. No.
2. No. Well, 2, Justin. Or you can
I've got no idea, Justin.
No, I went with
come on.
Fluffy.
What happened here? He can go with old Woodchopper.
Should have gone with me. I know that.
We got Jake. G'day,
first
Jake.
First time I've been wrong ever.
Just in the garden, mate.
What are you doing? Pruning?
Doing a bit of pruning.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm looking at it.
Be honest.
I'm looking at the garden.
He's looking at the garden. Well, watching the lawn grow. Righto, Jakey. You've got Lumberjack Brian or one mate, Damo. How
give it many... to me, Lumber.
Oh, all right. Lumberjack.
Don't shoot.
No, Brian.
Don't.
No, I'm not. Luke, don't.
How many grand finals did Alan Didak play in?
I know. Don't. I'm Brian. Watching you, Luke.
I know this.
Right, well, get it out.
Look at Luke trying to talk.
You? Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
Oh. No, Jake has asked Lumberjack.
You
want to use me, Jake? Do you know anything about Collingwood at all? Do you know anything about them at all?
I'm a Carlton man, so only the things that aren't the best.
Well, we know that 2's wrong because Duck got that wrong.
Yeah, good one.
It's an impression.
And we know how many grand finals they've played in since then. Probably 4 or 5. I think it's a lot more than 2, Duck. I think it could be around the 4 or 5 mark.
4 or 5.
Why would it be five?
Jake?
Could be 5, couldn't it?
Well, it could be, but what do you...
No, I don't...
Which of those, Brian?
In the end, I'm going to go for 3.
Oh! Jake, what are you thinking?
3. Yeah,
we were thinking 3 as well. Go with 3. Yeah.
Oh, no! Oh, who we got? We got Danielson. Hey, Danielson.
Just at home listening to the rub.
That's the way.
What's he doing?
At home listening to the rub, Bill.
How many grand finals did Alan Didak play in? Daniel, and it's not 2, and it's not 3, and you got one mate, Damo.
We'll go with Damo then.
Well, I was going with Damo. Come on, Damo.
I was like, Doug, I didn't think he played in 02 and 3, but
he did.
But I'm now going to say that he did because I know that the same, effectively the same 22 or thereabouts played in both those. So I'm going to go with 5.
5. Damo
well,
says.
Well, the 2 in 2010, the Prada. 1 in 11, and then the 02 and 03.
Damo. Daniel?
I don't know if he played 02, so I'm going to go 4.
4. Oh, no! Oh, Sean is there. G'day, Sean. Yep.
Oh, no. Sean. Come on, Leroy. What are you doing?
Scene.
All right. Daniel in Reservoir. Okay, Dan.
Boys just frying up some dimmies for lunch.
Oh, how many will you have for lunch?
Fried up some
Timbers. I'm having half a dozen.
Yes. What, half a dozen
boiled or fried?
Fried.
Frying them up.
Frying them up.
You'd have more than six.
Oh, Bill, oh, I don't recommend you do.
That'd be a nice little entree.
Oh.
Six. I tell you what, six about dimmies. Two or 3 a.m.
I wouldn't want a fried dimmy right now.
No, but not six.
How many dimmies could you eat, Duck, at 2 a.m.?
Oh, if you were hungry, a lot, I would have thought, Bill, you.
Dozen at least.
I remember the carnival at Warrnambool and we got into them. Oh, that hard. We threw one at the road and it bounced off the road, off a shop and come back at
us. They talk about those people that smuggle drugs all around the world in the, you know, the things they swallow. Well, it'd just be like swallowing 12 dimmies, wouldn't it?
Oh, where's Brian taking
I don't know
that?
Where Brian's gone with it.
Was that the time you got lost in Warrnambool, by the way?
Yeah, to sleep.
Bill just wandering the streets of Warrnambool.
Trying to find someone I knew. And ended up at...
That's it.
Yeah. Daniel. Question. What are we up to? Damo got that. Well done. We're up to question four. Well done, Damien, by the way.
Did anyone answer it?
No, he's.
No, yeah.
No one answered.
No one answered. Oh, no one's answered.
Come on, Pat.
Are we up to Damien? Daniel.
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 Righto, Daniel. How many grand finals did Alan Dydek play?
Not two, three, or four.
Not two, three, or four. So it could be one, it could be five, six, seven.
Is Worry answered yet?
No.
He did say five.
I said an answer which I think was right a couple of minutes ago.
What did you say, Warrior?
Five.
Warrior.
Yeah, Warrior.
Well, let's go with the Warrior then.
Right up. Hey! So what they are is 2002 and 2003.
Yes.
Losses against Brisbane. St Kilda draw, a replay, and then Geelong.
Premiership player.
One premiership out of five.
That's it. Nice. Well, a rare thing, a Collingwood premiership player.
So if I played one more, I would have played five.
You reckon and won one, Bill, yeah.
Would have beat North when Duck thought he was on fire. Daniel, number four. In the 2020 season, the 2020 season could be over for which Carlton player who has hurt his knee again? It's a hard one. If you don't know this, Daniel, fair dinkum.
Big boy.
Daniel.
Oh, Daniel.
Harley
Kurnow. Oh, I reckon he looked it up. Number five is another lifeline.
Get around him!
Righto, the boys are all in here, Daniel. What are you on? What are you doing, Daniel?
What's that?
Oh, he's on WhatsApp.
Come on, Bill.
We're all back in.
Yeah, you got to listen. You're all in. You got to listen. This one, this is a good one. Add the following. So you got to add these.
Right.
Jumper numbers worn by Luke Hodge at both Hawthorn and Brisbane. Plus, jumper numbers worn by Chris Judd at West Coast and at Carlton. What is the total answer?
Pick me.
Jeez, that's a weird.
Oh, that's easy.
Pick me if you need.
All right, you got Lumberjack, you got All About Me, Duck, or One Mate?
Well, let's go the Duck.
Righto, Duck.
It's funny how they go for me generally first up, BT. Yeah.
Luke Hodge.
I know you cheat.
Or Chris Judd and the jumper numbers.
No, all added up, it's 25, I reckon.
Well, break it down.
How would you break it down?
So, right, prove you're not cheating and break it down.
What a great question.
And Luke, do not talk to him, please.
Damo, what a great question.
Thank you.
Yes. Break it down for a start.
Luke's telling him, look.
15, 2,
yeah.
3,
Luke's
five.
Telling him, yeah.
15, 2, 3, 5 is, what's that?
All right, Daniel.
25.
Duck says 25.
25.
This is now just a sham.
Yes.
It is, actually.
I don't agree with it. I'm going to have a chat to you.
What question are we up to, given that we're really sort of due for an ad break?
Six. Which former AFL player who played 46 games for Carlton and Collingwood between 2005 and 2009 punted in the NFL?
Ooh. Chris Bryan.
Good get.
Brian.
Good get.
Chris Brown.
Thank you, Brian.
How did you know that then?
Brian.
Collingwood supporter.
Oh, well done.
I
don't know whether his name was Chris.
Yeah, Chris Brown.
Brown. Thank you, Brown.
He played for the Packers.
Thank you, Brian.
The Buccaneers.
Yeah.
On his head.
Where do you find the Buccaneers?
On his bucking head.
Who was that?
Chris Brown.
At the where?
At the Buccaneers.
All right.
Number seven. What year did Triple M footy first begin?
Ooh.
Daniel, what year was the first year of Triple M?
I think I'm the only one here that was here then.
Right, eh?
Is this the last one, Bill, this one? No,
wouldn't be the last one, no.
You guys
before you left and you guys are all Johnny, money elsewhere.
You're Johnny come lately, so you guys.
Stuck and still playing.
Let's go. We're going to stuff it up here. Let's go, buddy. Let's go. 98.
Oh. And you can tell us who was broadcasting too, the two callers and special comments, right?
Yeah, I can.
What year was 19?
Eddie McGuire.
What year was 19?
Sean. G'day, Sean.
Just putting a trampoline. You there?
Yeah.
Yeah, just putting a trampoline together for the kids.
Oh, good on you. So there's something new, Brian.
Yeah, right. Good.
What year did Triple M footy first begin? Sean?
Oh.
Scene.
Scene.
So, yeah, it is seen. I'd say.
Been going a while.
Yeah, 14 years?
No.
What year?
What year?
Not years.
Daniel in Croydon. Daniel's son.
Daniel.
Mm. Oh, no.
Oh, we've had trouble.
Bill. Oh, there he is. Where you been, Daniel?
The wife just sent me down to Macca's to get some lunch, and I'm going to drive through about 30 cars.
Beautiful.
Oh, good on you, McDonald's.
Great people, yep.
Great people. What year did Triple M footy first begin, Daniel?
Son.
97.
Oh, well done.
Nice. Done.
Who were they, the callers?
That was just a guess.
The first three callers on Triple M, Steve Quatermain,
yep.
Eddie McGuire, and Brian Taylor. Oh.
Brian.
All right.
Thank you, Brian.
That's all right. Number 8 is a lifeline. Get around him! Righto, Daniel. Who wore number 12 for the Tigers before Matthew Richardson? Was it A, Anthony Bannick?
Oh, I know this.
B, Phil Egan. Good man, boy.
He wore 13.
Shut up. C, Brian Lee.
Listen to Brian.
Or D, Andrew Underwood. Oh, there he is. Derek.
I would suggest you go with me on this.
Righto, Daniel.
Yeah, I'd go Brian, thanks.
Brian.
Who were they again, Bill?
No. Bannick. We've got no time for padding, Bill.
Bannick, Egan, Brian Lees, or Andrew Underwood?
Look, I think it could have been Lees, but on reflection, it might not be. maybe Underwood.
Derek.
Underwood, yeah. Derek. Go for Underwood.
Derek.
Daniel.
Yeah, I'd go with Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, undies. Yeah.
Andrew Underwood played 12 games
mm-hmm.
and then 12 for Essendon.
Yeah, went to Essendon.
Yeah. Number 9, 2 to go. Which team is currently on top of the AFL ladder with a percentage of 262%?
The Power.
Yes, Port Power. And for the chocolates and the Trust Putter and the TaylorMade golf balls.
Oh, yes.
In the 2010 drawn grand final.
Oh, yes.
What was Collingwood's lead at half time against the Saints?
Oh.
I don't know. That's a strange question.
Hard question.
It is a hard question. You've got to look it up, and you only got 3 seconds.
Three.
Is it
a white
fight? No. It's between.
Billy's blind.
It's between 20.
No, always just. Leroy's just banged him.
Yeah, it's Chris in Langwarrin.
Chris.
Paint me driveway.
Paint the driveway.
What colour?
Gunmetal. It's called gunmetal. That's what it's called.
Yeah. Right, it's a good colour.
Gunmetal grey.
What was the half-time, the lead by Collingwood over the Saints in the 2010 drawn grand final?
Between 20 and 24.
What is it, Chris?
Between what? 20 and 24, you said?
Yeah,
I was going to go 22.
Oh,
22.
Oh, Calvin Klein.
Yeah.
Hey, Calvin.
50 years ago today, the first game was played at VFL Park between Geelong and Fitzroy, and the answer is 24 points.
Oh,
listen to Calvin go.
Calvin.
He's throwing stuff in there we didn't even know about or care about.
Yeah.
But, Bill, he wins the Trust Putter.
He does, and the golf balls.
Oh, a dozen of the best.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Triple M's magnificent segment, the Saturday Rub Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
You get hung up on fat if you say, g'day, Sean out there in Fern Tree Gully, and Sean goes, hi, we hang up.
That's it.
Because we've got no interest in
Leroy.
Niceties. Just tell us what you're doing on your Saturday afternoon and then rip into the quiz.
Be honest.
Give our very own Mickey Roberts a little bit of a plug there. That used to be his, song.
What?
Used to come out, Sale of the Century.
Oh, he's confused.
Mickey Roberts, he's not happy about you.
Do I go to Perth? Do I go to Adelaide? They want me there.
He's not happy about you using it, Bill.
Oh, well, tell him to front me. There's one bloke I'd have a go at.
He's been surfing down at Merrick's lately, Mickey Roberts.
Oh, yeah. Who's
very
he run
happy
into?
With the ranch down there.
And who's he run into? He runs into five, drops five names every time you talk.
Have a look at his Instagram. There's not one photo on there of someone with him with someone that you don't know.
I know. He's a beauty.
He's a ripper.
Anyway,
no,
yes.
No padding.
No padding?
No, just get on with
right.
it.
Right. What do we win, Jim?
We win one of the great putters available on the tour.
Truss.
The TaylorMade Truss putter and a dozen of the very best rocks.
Oh, see, you've got them over there.
I grabbed a little two-pack of the ones that have got the little designs on.
I see that. Very nice.
TP5.
Our friends at TaylorMade.
TaylorMade, brilliant. So thank you, Aaron.
Just help yourself, JB.
Brian.
That's it, Bristol. I learned from the very best.
If it's not bolted down, BT's got it.
That garage is a Kubota and there's a Ford Ranger. It still hasn't started.
Come down to the garage and we'll tick off who's paid for what.
Oh, I will.
Bosch tools.
And you guys will walk away and say,
go down there and have a look at the pit fire and then you can bake me a cake and then you can call some cars going past on the Great Ocean Road. You
chop some trees down on another property.
Horticulturist.
Some of your own highlights.
Yeah. We're going back up to chop
have a look at the
Coleman metal.
Have a look at the Coleman on a dummy.
Brian sitting up there with the Coleman.
With his Victorian vest, with his Victorian blazer. He's from WA.
See, what are you confused?
I sometimes sit there with that dummy with the bombs watching. We watch TV.
You'd have a great chat. It'd be a great chat.
It'd make as much sense as you do, too.
Highlights the other day, and he said to me, Jesus, you were good.
You were talking to the
and
dog.
I said, that's right, actually, Mr. Coleman. I won you.
You talk to the dog. If we digress a little bit. Yeah. Oh, we digress. Righto,
Bill.
Alex Jazalenko, you beauty.
Alex.
Yeah, just painting the house, mate.
Painting the house.
Oh, what colour?
Yeah, I'm staining in some lining boards, pine lining boards.
I hope you're using Monarch paintbrushes.
Oh, you're
an idiot. Righto. Alex.
You're a...
Who won last year's Anzac Day medal?
No idea. Maybe Pendle?
Guess.
Well done.
38 disposals Pendle's had. Well done to you. Number two. Who coached Collingwood from 1996 to 1999 for a record of 3 wins and 1 loss in Anzac Day clashes?
Again, not too sure, but probably maybe Tony Shaw.
Oh, you're on fire. Oh. You're guessing well. Here we go. Lifeline.
Oh, this is my specialty.
You got Nike Duck, Remote Brian, or Feathers Damien? Who was the last Essendon player to win a Anzac Day medal?
I'll have Brian, please.
Brian, it's your remote.
You know what? You've made a mistake, Alex.
You want me?
He doesn't know.
All right, I think look, I'm just going to flick through a couple of names.
Listen to this.
You know, Dustin Fletcher, it could have been, for quite a few years ago. James Hurd could have been. David Zaharakis could have been. But for me, I think it would have to be James Hurd. But now, don't be tricked by this, because that was a long time ago. And there's been a lot of Anzac Days since he retired. But I would say Hurd.
Righto. Jezalenko?
No, not going to have that. I'll have maybe Joey Danaher.
He's looked it up.
Brian. He's gone against you and got it right.
He's done Mason Cox on you. During World War One, there, Alex, the first Australian troops landed at Anzac Cove on what date and what year?
Probably the 25th of April.
Good guess.
1916.
Oh, well done, Alex. Very good. Sorry you have to bow out. Matthew in Bacchus Marsh.
Just watched the car for the first time this year.
Oh, nice. It'll rain tonight then. Righto, mate.
In the garage.
Matty.
In the garage, Bill.
During World War One, the first Australian troops landed at Anzac Cove. On what date and what year?
April 25,
1914. Bad luck. Daniel.
Somewhere around there, Bill.
Around the mark, yeah. Daniel, son?
Yeah, just finished cutting the lawn, Bill.
You got some ferals there at your joint?
No.
Oh, all right. Oh,
no, Bill.
Well, there was someone in the background, Jim, I'm telling.
Kids, maybe.
It might be the kids. During World War One, the first Australian troops landed at Anzac Cove. On what date? What year there?
1914.
No, no, no. You got to listen.
Don't they listen to each other?
Yeah. Alistair. Cook.
Having a bet today, boys.
What are you backing? Give us one winner, please.
Like Super Titus in the last at Flemington.
Ooh. At odds? Wow. Righto.
At odds. Bill already knew it.
I'm going to the Mowi races today, Bill. Who should I back?
Race one, number one, always at Mowi.
Might miss that.
Or Gelagotis. Any of the Gelagotis horses. He's the local trainer down there.
Bernie Vince.
What year and what date did the Australian troops land at Anzac Cove, Alistair?
Was it April 25, 1915?
Yes, well done to you. Okay, our second lifeline. Get around him! So well done to remotes out. We got Feathers, Damien, or Nike Duck. There are four players who have played for both Collingwood and Essendon in Anzac Day clashes. Name two.
I'll go with the Warrior.
Yes. The Warrior.
Good choice.
Come on, Feathers. Four players. Name two that have played for Collingwood and Essendon.
Scotty Cummings is one.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Yeah, okay. Very confident.
In Anzac Day games.
Do not tell me that you...
I actually can't get the other two.
Who'd you say?
Jukovic.
Oh.
Is that a card game?
Jukovic.
He played about 10 games.
No. What about him?
There has never been a player in the game of this history that has been named Jukovic.
Andrew Jukovic. I actually can't get the most recent ones. Scotty Cummings, Andrew Jukovic.
We only need two.
I do not know of a Jukovic.
I think it's a card game. Jukovic.
That's ukulele.
All right, what do you think, Al?
Yeah, stick with the Warrior.
Damo!
Who were the other two?
Blake Carousel.
Who's Jukovic? Yeah.
Blake Carousel, Mal Michael.
Yeah, so
Andrew Jukovic.
So he had Mal Michael and Carousel, but he just came up with Jukovic.
He was the first one to do it.
And Scott Cummings.
Just check that Jukovic played, would you?
Andrew Jukovic.
We'll get it up.
He played about 10 or 11 games, I reckon.
You are kidding yourself.
Don't you ever
accuse me of cheating.
Duck, I'm telling you, mate.
NBA star Joe Ingles, who we spoke to earlier in the show.
I organised.
Barracks for which AFL team?
Oh, I know that.
It's not hard. Come on, Al. Quick.
I wasn't listening. North Melbourne?
Unfortunately not.
Think about who you've seen him at the basketball with.
And that horse, Utah Jazz, didn't run a drum.
No. Nothing.
Bad luck. Justin.
Utah Joe.
Yeah. just drinking bourbon in the man cave, boys.
Oh.
Having a punch.
Righto. Good boy. Well done. Responsibly. NBA star, Joe Ingles. Barracks for which AFL team?
Well, it was Hawthorn, now St Kilda.
Good answer. Well done.
What he said.
That's exactly right. I think it's still Hawthorn.
He's listening.
I thought it was tongue in cheek, Bill. That's
because Ruffy went to.
What he
Kilda.
Said. So
he's covered off both.
Yep.
Number seven. Which Collingwood player made his debut back in the 2016 Anzac Day game and scored a goal with his first kick?
The big Cox.
Yes, that's me. Number eight, it's a lifeline.
He's whirring through it.
And you got Nike Duck. Which one of the following players has never played in a Collingwood Essendon Anzac Day clash? Has never played in, Duck?
Yep.
A, Bashahuli. B, Matthew Stokes. C, Ricky Olerenshaw. And D, Paul Hills.
What?
You let me down last week, Duck.
Oh, did I?
Oh, he's backed up.
Oh, hello.
Oh.
All right. Well, I won't let you down this week.
So is it Stokes, Olerenshaw?
I reckon it's Hills.
Hills or Hurley?
No, that's too obvious, Duck.
It's Hills.
That's too obvious.
What do you mean?
I'm
that confident. As soon as he read the question, he didn't have to read out.
Righto, later. Justin. Who do you get? He let you down last time.
All right, Duck.
All right.
Yes. Well done, Paul Hills. What's Ricky Olerenshaw doing?
He's over in Bali. Actually, his business over there is struggling a little.
What's he doing?
He used to take his shirt off a lot.
He often had it off. Nearly as much as Tom Bell Chambers.
He's changed his name to Thomas. You've got a feel for the Balinese. I mean, obviously, a lot of people, Australians over there with businesses and good business over there.
Thomas is going out with Olympia Valance now.
And it's not Tom, it's Thomas.
Put it this way, I know this for a fact. Every time I've been over over there, and our producer here, Tunners, is over there. You can't get him out of Ricky's establishment.
No,
of course. He loves it. Oh, he gets the double tsunami.
And you're similar. And speaking of
number nine.
The triple tsunami.
Just number nine, Justin. You still there, mate?
Yeah, here, mate. Yeah.
Boys who just got a bit carried away. Dustin Fletcher holds the record for the most number of Anzac Day games with how many? We're going to talk to Dusty. Should go in the intro.
16?
Yeah. No, bad not, luck.
That's what I would have said.
Yep. Sean in Geelong. How's Geelong today, mate?
Yeah, good, mate.
No one cares.
They haven't actually worked out that the lockdown's happening down there. Yeah. Nothing happens anyway.
What about the spirit of Tasmania going down to Geelong?
Relocating, Bill.
How good's that for the Geelong city? And if you've got a restaurant around the waterfront.
Come on. Is that going to pull up at Frank's Wharf?
No, it's going to pull up right out the front of my joint. We've just got to dig a bit deeper to get it in there.
Come on, Bill.
Sean, Dustin Fletcher holds the record for the most number of Anzac Day games with how many? I've got a shovel. more than 10. So we go from Sean to...
Is it true that he played everyone up until he retired? Is it?
Oh, we can ask him that.
Go from Sean to Sean.
Sean to Sean. Sean?
Just clean the shed out, ready for hard rubbish.
Oh, what are you throwing out that might be all right? Because a lot of blokes like to just grab anything that's thrown out.
That's it.
That's it. What are you throwing out, a bed or a vacuum cleaner?
Bill, no padding.
Just a whole lot of kids' crap.
And what about the sharks, Bill, that come past in their cars and then shark your hard rubbish?
Well, even before you get back in the house, they're already parked there. And taken it.
Yeah.
Jeez, there's some scabs.
Well, that's the whole point of it, Bill. Yeah. You don't want it. You want someone else to pick it up.
Yeah. Why is that scabs?
I threw out some DeWalt tools and boxes.
One man's rubbish is another's treasure, Bill.
Right, Bill, no padding.
Thank you, Einstein. Dustin Fletcher holds the record for the most number of Anzac Day games with how many?
18.
Oh, you looked that up, didn't you?
Yep.
Jeez, that's a lot.
The missus too.
Oh, good on us. Good on her. Yeah. Righto, here we go. This is it for the magnificent truss putter and the balls. Which Collingwood player holds the record for the most number of Anzac Day medals won, and how many has that man won?
That's easy.
For Anzac medals.
Oh, Lizzie, trying to pad so the missus is on there.
Get onto it, Leroy.
Yeah, Leroy.
Leroy.
Yeah. Oh, too long. Too long with the padding, Bill.
That wasn't too long.
Yes, it was. I'm getting tough. Just
Googling.
Mate, get onto your legal team and Daniel, write in, because that's not fair.
Daniel Richmond, which Collingwood player holds the record for the most number of Anzac Day medals? How many?
Scott Pendlebury.
How many?
Say three.
Yes! Hey! We're away!
Away!
Away! Well done. You have won all those magnificent prizes. Thanks to our good friends from TaylorMade.
Yeah, thank you, Az, and the great team at TaylorMade. Benji, great people and the best golf equipment you will buy.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M! Triple M rocks footy.